You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
August 2nd, I have to remind myself, we are into August, and here's our friend Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel from the city.
The city, yeah. City mouse moves to country. My goodness, you should see how big my zucchinis are, because I don't know where to look for them.
you know, everybody wants a big zucchini. The bigger, the better.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We have zucchini, we have cucumbers, we have tomatoes now. We just picked all of our corn this weekend. Peas are done. It's just been an amazing experience moving out to the country. It really has.
Like some of them, before we get to your guests, like some of your Indiana originals who created things in their garages and then went on to fame with maybe sometimes even a simple recipe, you should have your own something.
You know, we've been thinking about it. Like, you know, if we still had church pigeons, like, I would be the salad and the dip lady.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I love making cold salads. I love making dips. And then, of course, my blood orange brownies.
Okay, so there you go. Maybe you...
I've been thinking. Maybe there's something here.
Yeah, you mean something. Something that you can do and put your label on it and get it out there. Okay, now we move on to somebody who's had a label on it for many, many years here in Indiana. Take it away,
oh,
Mel.
Oh, my goodness.
Introduce her.
Yes, Lauren Taylor of Holder Mattress. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and now I'm hungry. Where are my blood orange brownies?
I know. I'll have to make a delivery. I am back in my office in Carmel now, Lauren, so maybe we'll have to socially distance and I can pass
some brownies along. I'm just down the street. I'll do a curbside pickup.
We've all gotten really good at that. Curbside pickup has been is the way to go these days. Perfect.
Oh, my goodness. It sure is. Lauren, for people who aren't familiar with the Holder Mattress brand and its story, you know, give us a little bit of your history.
Sure. So it's a long story. I'll try and cut it short. So back in 1947, my grandfather came back from World War II and needed a job and started repairing mattresses and learned how to build them. And as the story goes, an order from Grissom Air Force Base that generated about $1,000 and six rusty springs born. We have Holder Mattress. So, every mattress is made in our factory in Kokomo, Indiana. It's made for you when you order it. And all two-sided, all, you know, designed by hand, built for you. And everything is made from a 100% American-made and sourced raw material.
And tell us why that's important to you. You and I actually met in person at the Made in America convention that was in town last year. And, you know, we, you know, really experienced, you know, just a lot of education and talked with a lot of people who think, you know, kind of the same way we do. But tell us why that's important to you.
That's right. So, you know, for me, American made is everything because for starters, you know, there are a lot of imported materials that are coming here from overseas. And those materials are not only a lot of times toxic and unsafe to sleep on, but also it's really destroying our economy. And so, you know, you get products that are coming to the States that are sold retail for less than someone here could build them. And that's not what's good for us or for our neighbors. And so, you know, obviously we want everyone to buy local. And so we practice what we preach and we buy local as well. And 90% of the materials that go into our products are actually sourced right here in the state of Indiana.
Isn't that awesome, Terry?
Yeah, I think it really is. Lauren Taylor is with us. Holder Mattress is the company. It's been around for decades and decades and decades. I'm guessing when that, you know, the bed is different than it was in the 1930s. I mean, you've probably come a long way since then.
You know, a little bit. We've made a few advances, but at the end of the day, all you really need is sleep, right?
Yeah.
So we are making sure that we are putting the finest raw materials in every product, that we are building them layer by layer by hand so that everything is durable and going to last a very long time. And you are going to sleep on something that's safe and comfortable and that can be flipped and rotated so that you can keep it for, instead of a few years, potentially a few decades. So,
yeah.
You know, my grandfather knew the way to do it, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we kind of stick with that traditional style. We have inner spring. We have foam. We have lots of different materials from synthetic to all natural. So we kind of run the gamut of options. But the reality is we have built a really solid product that people in the state have known and come to appreciate for years. And so we don't put a whole lot of changes into it. We want to make sure that we're still building the same product that you've come to know and love. And so we have customers that come back 20, 30 years later and buy exactly the same thing they bought the time before. So while we have upgraded some of the options, the general product is pretty true to the way that it started way back when.
How often should we flip the mattress?
So it depends on the mattress type that you have, but it can be just a quarterly maintenance, which means every 3 to 4 months you either flip it or turn it around, one or the other. So a couple times a year you flip it, a couple times you turn it, and that's the majority of our products. And so that maintenance, just like getting the oil changed in your car, right, is something that you can do to ensure that you're going to keep that set for a really long time.
Mel?
And Lauren, correct me if I'm wrong, you make crib mattresses as well. Right?
We do. We make crib mattresses. We make dog mattresses. We can make you a 10-foot round bed quilted like a basketball. You tell me what you need, and I have the skilled staff and the equipment to build it. And so we really try and create anything for any purpose, and we do it by hand, and we work very closely with you to make sure that we are building exactly the product that you're looking for.
Fantastic. How many do you employ?
So actually, it only takes a small army. We have about 10.
What?
And that includes, yes, that includes our sales staff, our factory staff, and our delivery staff.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
We're going to work with a factory-trained salesperson who knows the product inside and out, who doesn't work on commission, who's really focused on finding you the best product for you. You're going to have staff that builds it. When they're not building it, that same staff is on our delivery truck and bringing it to your door and installing it professionally.
Wow.
So you know that from the first time you walk in our door until that first night that you sleep on that product, that you're only dealing with experts who really know what they're doing.
That is unbelievable that you can get all that done with 10 employees. Mel?
Yeah. It is. It is. And Lauren, tell us, why is it important that people know you're an Indiana original?
Well, for us, born here, bred here, all of our family, this is our home, right? And so we are trying to do the best we can right in the middle of Indiana so that we are supporting our neighbors. The money that you spend here stays here. We're not sending it overseas. We're not really even sending it out of state. It's staying right here in Indiana. So we are supporting our neighbors because our neighbors for decades, as you said, have supported us. And so we are Indiana first.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Lauren, tell us where our listeners can find your locations.
So our factory is in Kokomo. We also have a retail store in Kokomo, which is right off of US 931 across from Kokomo Town Center. We are also right here in Carmel in the Indiana Design Center, which is just a block south of Main Street on Rangeline Road. And we also have a great website. All of our products are available to view and purchase directly from our website as well. So really, you can find us anywhere, but we'd love to have you stop in Carmel or Kokomo.
That's fantastic. Mel, we've got just about, 40 seconds or so, 45 seconds. Anything else you want anybody to know about Indiana Originals before we say goodbye to Lauren?
Well, we have a whole bunch going on, of course, but always download the app powered by our friends at Freedom Foods and find more great Indiana Originals members, just like Lauren Taylor and her family at Holder Mattress.
Is that it?
Well, no, I was going to tell you, you need to get to the Carmel Arts and Design District and see everything else Lauren has in the store. It's super cute, and they have all kinds of accessories and home decor and Vine and Branch Furniture, which is another one of our members, and it's just a fun store to be in, let alone a comfortable one.
Absolutely. All right, listen, if you want to be a member of Indiana Originals, go to indianaoriginals.com. That's where you'll also find more information about our friend Lauren and Holder Mattress. Thank you, ladies, very much for joining us this morning. Mel, we'll talk to you next week, same time. Still to come here on the first day, Indie Burger Battle is in progress. We've got IPS going virtual. McFarling Foods doing some good work, too. All of that after today's top stories on 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC, Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.